Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by the great team over at touringplans.com. When we head down to Walt Disney World, we see princesses, pirates, and heroes. But you know what? You can be the hero of your travel party by grabbing a premium subscription to touringplans.com. You're going to look like that superhero in the parks when you are navigating around the crowds and going from attraction to attraction, show to show, and then having lots of time to hang out with the family and friends because you are doing Walt Disney World and Disneyland the right way. You have statistically proven algorithms there to help you get around the crowds and have a magical vacation without spending much time in lines. You're going to make the travel party that you're with amazed at your superpowers. Check them out today. They're over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 721 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Monday to you. And can Mondays actually be happy? You know what? They can, because right now I am down at Walt Disney World and staying at Port Orleans Riverside Resort with some extended family, showing them around the great resort that we know and love down there, having a good time. So make sure you can get in on the action, because you know as soon as I hit Orlando, and even on the way down, you know, stopping at Chick-fil-A and Zaxby's and other great landmarks in the Southeast, I do a lot of live tweeting. I like to tweet even as I pass through Chattanooga, Tennessee. So make sure that you are following me on Twitter at BeOurGuestMike, and also on Instagram at the same at BeOurGuestMike. And I'll do my best to bring some of that magic of Walt Disney World and our trip right to you today at your desk, maybe at work. So joining me today, we're going to have another trip report, and we're going to have a good time talking adult touring down at Walt Disney World. Your friend and mine, back to the show, we have Robbie Goff from Chattanooga. How's it going, Robbie?
It's great, Mike. How are you?
It's doing wonderful, man. I'm in Walt Disney World. Can it get any better for a Monday?
And Riverside, of all places, man, that's my that's home for my family when we're down there. So I know you're having a great time.
You know what? It's what you make out of it. And if you're blessed enough to get to go to Walt Disney World, how can life be bad? Even if you have a 5-hour wait for Anna and Elsa, you know, if that's your worst problem of the day, you're doing pretty good, really.
And talking about it's pretty fun too. Well, I have to admit.
That is. I love it. You know, and when I'm not there, I download all the other podcasts and I need the magic and I need my fix back home. So that's what we're doing for everybody back home today. So, we've talked before, and you go down with your family frequently, and, you know, touring as a family, as I'm doing right now as a group of seven, has its own challenges and rewards. I mean, it's not all negative. You know, it's great to have an extended family there and a lot of folks. It's a lot of fun, but going down as a, you know, kind of adults only, maybe as a business trip and adding on a little vacation time and into the mix, it's a lot different and, you know, a lot of fun as well, and I think that's what we're going to talk about today.
That's right.
All right, so let's talk about this adult trip that you took, and when'd you go down, and what were the circumstances surrounding it?
We went down in April of this year, 2014, and I was fortunate to be able to attend a conference down there over April 13th through the 16th. Well, my wife and I started thinking about it and thought, you know, our anniversary is in May, but, you know, with the timing, we thought maybe this is a good excuse for an anniversary trip. So we decided to add a couple days on the front end of it, which would have been a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and turn it into the sort of the true Disney part of the vacation, stay on property, and that sort of thing. So we actually tossed it around a little bit, looking at maybe even extend, with conferences, often the conference hotel has come in early, we'll give you a discount, that sort of thing. But when we started doing the math on it, we realized that, you know, the two of us could step Pop Century for we did all the math, about $50 more. Won't have to pay for parking, things like that. So we decided to spend a couple of nights at Pop before we moved over to the Caribe Royale there in Orlando, which is, I think we're 5 minutes away from property. So a nice little trip and a lot of fun. Really, really a fun getaway, a nice weekend for my wife and I.
I like how you did that Disney math, as we call it, you know, because you really got to think about that. We joke because we're always trying to empower ourselves and make the excuse to get down to Walt Disney World and then to stay on property and then to stay more days and, you know, make an experience a little bit more robust. But It does make sense because you mentioned something like parking. $16 a day when you're off-site. If you don't think about that, you know, look at the difference between maybe your off-site cost of a hotel room and your on-site cost, and also things like Disney transportation. You can let the car sit, not use gas. I mean, not that you're going to use that much, but, you know, extra magic hours and things like that. And, you know, you really do have to consider things like that.
You know, we took every one of those things into account. It just so happened the Magic Kingdom was going to have extra magic hours while we were there. Parking, again, that's easy math, and we did it all, and the number came out to about $50, and we just decided that was a no-brainer. You know, how can you turn down a couple of nights at Pop when all it's going to cost you is $50 more? So it was an easy decision for us.
All right, well, let's walk us through the trip. So you had the weekend there on the front end on property. So what were some highlights from that part of the trip?
First time we had stayed at Pop, so that was a lot of fun. We stayed in the 80s, which was, that's my heyday, so it was really fun to kind of see some of those icons and spend some time there. But also took advantage of the location and walked over, actually went over and toured Art of Animation a little bit while we were there, spent some time there as well. So we did do something different this time, too, that we normally don't do. We went without park hoppers, and not only that, during the actual weekend part of the trip, the sort of that true Disney part of the trip, with 3 days, we only got 2 day tickets, forcing ourselves to actually take a day in between and just do everything else. We thought, you know, this is a good opportunity to get away. Love our kids the first day. Now, the first day without the kids was a little tougher. We were able to, you know, once we got down there and got started, we were a little better off, but still missed them, obviously, a few times. But we decided on the Saturday. We went down on Friday, went into the studios and spent the day there, and then decided on Saturday, let's not even get a park ticket. Let's sort of force ourselves to do other things. So we toured Art of Animation, went over to Fort Wilderness and just kind of walked around there a little bit. Went over to see Yeehaw Bob that night. And actually were able to be part of there's this other podcaster does Meets of the Month. You've probably heard of him.
Gentleman with three letters to his first. I don't know. I've never heard of him. So.
I think so. Something gelatin.
Yeah, something
anyway.
Like that. I don't know. some so cool little Italian guy that there. We can just say that.
Yeah. That guy. And so that was a great time to be able to. I mean, it's always a great time to see Bob. You know, how can you go wrong with that? So, spending the first day in the studios, we it's funny, we being without kids. You know, we got moved to the front of the line and four times in attractions. You know, they were looking for groups of two, and for the first time ever, well, take that back, for the first time since our anniversary, we were able to actually raise our hand and say that's us, and it was really kind of cool. So the first day in the studios, did everything we wanted to do, had a blast. You know, we actually were able to go back and forth between near the end of the day. We went Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror. We said, let's blow this day out really, really big. So, and then Saturday became sort of a time just to relax. And it was fantastic, really, to be able to take in things that, and I know I've heard you talk about it, that so many times we're go, 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 that we can sometimes miss what's going on around us. But I remember you talking about that, taking your trip down with your family. I think it was before one of your cruises, maybe, where you said that you were going to have to try this thing about being on property and not being in the park, and you realized that it was a little more enjoyable and easier than you thought it would be. And that was something that I was able to remember and thought, you know, if we can really fill the day up with things that we maybe normally wouldn't do, not even because not things we wouldn't do with kids, we maybe wouldn't take the time to do those things, sort of forced ourselves to do it. And it became a really, actually, a more relaxing vacation. My wife and I were able to just kind of spend some time together and stroll the property a little bit when we wouldn't normally do that. We even ate in a couple of places that maybe we wouldn't take the kids just because we think it wouldn't be something that would appeal to them. So it was nice to be able to do that and take a little slower pace for a couple of days. Really fantastic.
You know what? And we did do that a couple of years ago over spring break. We were kind of in between annual passes, and I just couldn't justify, you know, we were lucky enough to get to go on a cruise over spring break, and I just couldn't justify buying the Magic Your Way tickets because we were just basically passing through for like a day and a half, like one night before we went over to Port Canaveral to catch the one, or actually went to Miami to catch the Wonder. And so, yeah, we did that thing where we kind of took it easy. And you know what? It's really easy because we just got our, you know, a couple of weeks ago, before we left, we got our vouchers for our Magic Your Way, you know, package there where we had tickets and, you know, the room and all that. And you get, when you do that and it's not a room only reservation, you get that booklet and it gives you things like, you know, a couple of free passes to Disney Quest or a couple of free passes before 4 p.m. to miniature golf. And you know what? If you're doing exactly what you're talking about, where, you know, it's not that you're staying out of the park, you know, totally for the entire vacation. But if you take one day with downtime, there's a lot of things that are even, you know, pay things that you can use those little vouchers for to go play some putt-putt, to go over and check out Disney Quest. It's not the greatest thing in the world, but if they're going to let two adults in for free or two people in for free on a package, you know, why not take advantage of that? But like you said, I think you did it right. You know, go see things like Yeehaw Bob, go to Fort Wilderness. There's tons to do over there. And you know what? I think you said it best. It feels more like a vacation than that rush, rush, rush.
It does. And on top of that, we started our day with breakfast at Boma. So, you know, talk about a great start to a day. Nice big breakfast. We were in no rush, took our time. We actually spent some time out looking over the savannah a little bit. You know, again, really just took it slow. And I'm glad you mentioned it. Went over and played golf at Winter Summerland. And we're able to do that. Had a great time. And something that we've certainly decided now that, like you said, you know, you get those two passes. And we thought, hey, this is a no-brainer as well. But being able to take advantage of some of those things that we know more about, we've taken the time to do it, whatever the case may be, that we can now go back and take our kids to do the things that we think they would enjoy. And what's so funny is even our kids, as we were down there, we talk about how our kids will so often, they're kind of that split thing where they'll say, we want to go do things too. We want to kind of, you know, I'll use the word take it slow, and we're all for that. But then we all always go, well, yeah, but okay, let's go to the park. You know, we have a hard time slowing down. So now that we've done it, we actually came back and really, once our kids forgave us and started speaking to us again, we had a good conversation and have told them the things that we spent time doing, and they're excited now to go down and actually, and we've decided when we go, we often take a day in the middle for the longer trips especially, but we've said now we have a better understanding of some things we could do. We have actually experienced it ourselves, but it was at the same time, you know, that two adults aspect, we even felt like to take it a lot slower than we would even with the kids, if the kids were with us, because it was just that, you know, we didn't have anywhere to be. We didn't really have any appointments to keep. We didn't have a ticket burning a hole in our pocket and that sort of thing. So it really was a way that we could put a whole different spin on the park, a whole different spin on the entire resort, and just have a good time with each other and around the resort.
Yeah. It's so funny because when you do go as a couple, you're thinking, you know, you're used to with your kids, you know, they kind of dictate, like when you're eating a meal, you're kind of policing, okay, are they finishing up? Are they starting to get antsy? You know, we got to have a kind of a way to get out of here and get moving so we can keep everybody occupied. When you're there as a couple, you're just kind of like, we can actually sit here and have a conversation and not have to run anywhere. And I think that's what an anniversary trip should be about.
It's funny you said that. We did the BR guest lunch. We had the opportunity to do that, the one where you can either choose the fast pass or the priority seating. We chose priority seating just to kind of decided to take that route. And we're fortunate to find a table near an outlet. And so we let phones charge while we ate dinner and at lunch. And even when lunch was over, we said, you know what, why rush? We probably spent an additional 20 minutes. Plates were gone. We just really took our time. And it was a nice time to be able to sit and talk not only about what we had done that day, but, you know, even now starting to think about, hey, when we bring the kids, I think they would enjoy, you know, this or whatever. So it was really a nice time for us to just sit down and spend time together as a couple. But even to think about, how does this affect our future trips? What are we learning this time that maybe we don't even have the time to think about when we're with the kids? So it was a great time. And then when we moved over to Crib Royale, we made sure we extended that a little bit by making sure we kept reservations on property. We ate at Sanaa for the first time, Animal Kingdom, on that Monday evening, and then Beaches and Cream on Tuesday night. Can't go wrong with either one of those. Sanaa was the first time for us, and so that's a place we don't think we would take our kids. It's not lots of kids all over the place, but we don't think it's a place that appeals to our kids. So that was a nice adult meal for us. We got the bread sampler and all the different accompaniments and figured out which ones we like best. And when we go back, we'll know what to ask for next time. So fun little things like that. So even when we left property, we made sure that we got back on property because, you know, we're right next door. How can you pass that up?
Yeah, I think it's a great tip there. I mean, that's something not to be missed, that if you are staying off property and you want to have that connection, because Disney draws us in. You know, if you're listening to today's show, you're a Disney fan, you want to spend as much time on property. have some reason to get in there and go to a resort, go to a resort restaurant, you know, and have a great meal. So let me ask you about Sanaa, because, you know, it sounds like you liked it. And, you know, we have a lot of guests that come from places like New York, and, you know, I consider them more cosmopolitan than like St. Louis and Chattanooga. Not that we don't have our, you know, we love our little towns here, you know, but we're not New York City or Los Angeles or anything. So, you know, we don't have typically very crazy African restaurants here locally. So was it something where, you know, because I know it's like Indian food or, you know, African food, it's very exotic. So what did you think as, you know, somebody there from the Southeast?
You know, it's my wife is she's a much more picky eater than I am. She's vegetarian. And so that was a place that we'd looked at all the menus. And actually, when we're looking at the places to go and where we'd like to go, that may be, again, a place we wouldn't necessarily want to go with the kids. We looked at the menus, and Sanaa was the one that she looked at and said, this seems like the what I read, I really like. Because some of the vegetarian options just really sounded like they were right up her alley. So I'm a much more adventurous eater now. I say we had breakfast at Boma. My wife loves breakfast at Boma, but you know, at Boma, you can have your typical bacon and eggs and hash browns, but then you have some more exotic foods to choose from on the sides. But Sanaa, you're right. It's a much more, it's a trickier menu if you're a picky eater to navigate, but she really enjoyed the meal. There was nothing about it we didn't enjoy. We really enjoyed the bread sampler. That's something that I even sort of sent some tweets out and said, hey, look, we're going for the first time. What's your suggestions? Had several people say, you got to go the bread sampler. So we decided, instead of just getting the three, hey, we're going to get all nine accompaniments and try that. So we really enjoyed the fact that we could pick and choose what we like. We tried every one of them. We enjoyed it, being able to try something different. Felt like it was something that we could find something on the menu. I think one of the neatest menu names of anything is slow cooked in gravy. Hey man, I'm in the Southeast Tennessee. Slow cooked in gravy sounds like breakfast.
Anywhere in the world, that sounds good. I don't care if I'm in Antarctica, that sounds good.
That's right. So and it wasn't for that reason. Again, I'm adventurous, but I just, you know, it sounded good to me. So we really enjoyed our meal, and it was a nice time to just relax. We had a seat near the window. We weren't, you know, right able to look out on the savannah as we ate, but it was a nice place. Again, something that I don't think would appeal to our kids, but for my wife and I, for a couple of adults who are a little more willing to kind of take a step out there. And you're right, folks from Tennessee, it's not we have no restaurants like that in Chattanooga, I can tell you that. But I think it's a good place that if you're willing, because with the bread sampler, you can really kind of get some nice flavors. Some of the accompaniments were very mild. They were cool, you know, literally kind of a cool taste. And some were very spicy. So you're able to get your choice of if you like spicy food, if you like the more mild flavors. So we felt like it was a place that we could go if you're willing to try some things that maybe don't sound like menu items you would normally find back home. We felt like it was a pretty safe place to go, and we really enjoyed our visit there.
Sounds great. Great. You know, I'm going to give that a shot one of these days. It's one of those things that's on my radar, not at the top, but it's creeping up. It's trending, as they would say on Twitter. It's trending up. It's not.
That's right.
It's
that's
not
right.
Trending and, the other way.
Same here. It's not a place that with a family, it just doesn't appeal to us as a family, traveling as a family. So that's why we thought this is a perfect opportunity to try a place like that out. And I'm really glad we did.
All right. Well, let's talk resorts here for a second, because I want to hear about Carib Royale. But also before that, you mentioned this was your first time at Pop Century. And of course, I'm sure, you know, you listened to the shows, you went to Lose Meat. So, you know, you're connected here. Pop Century has a lot of buzz. I mean, it's one of those resorts you hear about all the time because it's a lot of people's favorite value location to land. You know, if you're looking to save a few bucks but stay on property, people tend to go for Pop Century over the others. So what were your thoughts? I mean, you kind of mentioned you stayed in the 80s. It was kind of fun seeing the icons, but did it meet your expectations, and would you recommend this to other folks?
Absolutely. The reason that I mentioned that Port Orleans is our home away from home when we're down there, the reason for that is we're a family of five. It's less expensive for us to stay at Port Orleans Riverside in a room for five than it is to get a family suite at a, say, Music or Art of Animation or somewhere like that. So Port Orleans is where we just ended up, and it's the place that we've fallen in love with. My son and I even kind of laugh about the fact that we like the smell of the food court.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. I smell it right now.
Good.
I'm having breakfast
Matter
right
of fact,
there.
When we were there to see Bob, I told my wife, I said, hang on, I've got something I've got to go do. So I walked up to the food court, took a big sniff, and and sat back down. But it's a place that we've, as a matter of fact, we often go, okay, well, if we could stay somewhere else, where would it be? And we toss around different ideas, but we all find ourselves going, you know, we got to go back to Riverside. It's just our place. So at this time, my wife and I were just the two of us. We saw no need. We were going to be in the park a couple days, or we were going to be kind of going out and seeing the place. And so again, we decided no need in doing anything fancy. We've not stayed at Pop before. Now's a great opportunity to do it. We loved it. Staying in the 80s, and not only that, walking through and seeing, you know, I couldn't help but take the picture of the big cassette. The big 8-track.
The big 8-track, yeah. The 70s
Sony
right
Walkman.
There.
Yeah. I mean, just the nostalgia of it all. And walking along the path there where you see all the different, the milestones of the 80s and things like that. I think if you're a nostalgic, and, you know, who isn't, when you start getting a little older, you start looking back on, you know, and you read those little milestones, and it just brings back so many memories. You know, wow, I remember that. You remember where you were when you heard about it. Things
it
like
also
that.
It so, also makes you start to feel old when you start reading them, and like, does. Oh my God, this is history.
That
Are you
was
kidding
1983.
Me?
Oh my word. So it's a real neat place, and I think that was what I think one of the things I enjoyed most about it. And I think if I took my kids there, I don't know if they would appreciate it or not, but I would want to find myself to show the big Walkman.
What is that?
Guys, you don't understand. This was the iPod of my day.
You got to take a whole 16 songs with you. I mean, if you were lucky.
Right. You had to flip it over.
That's right. You had to make a mixtape. You didn't make a playlist. You made a mixtape.
Correct. So it's fun to see those things and just imagine if my kids were. And so my wife and I have said, you know, maybe if nothing else, it's something that we feel like it would be another one of those visits, that there are things there just to show them for fun. We stayed years ago. We did stay at Sports. And so the big Sports Icons were a lot of fun for them to, this was just two of our kids. That was a lot of fun. But when we became a family of five, it's not places that we typically go. So it even gave us an incentive to say, you know, there are places, even the value resorts are a place that you normally think of the monorail resorts and places like that to go see the resorts. But we've thought, you know, why couldn't we go to Pop and have a good time there? My son is a Lion King fan, really loves the movie Lion King. I think he would enjoy going to Art of Animation and seeing some of the big figures there and the way they've got it laid out. So it read up, just realized that even at the value resorts, there's something just to simply go see because of the novelty of it. The fun that it brings, and the stories that you can find yourself just explaining to your kids. Yeah, 8-track. Well, no, 8-tracks were about that size, weren't they?
Exactly. The player was even bigger. It was the building.
No, that's about scale. but I mean, just being able to explain, you know, what this was. And I know it's larger than life, but it kind of is a nice way to bring that conversation around to, let me just tell you, hey, when I was growing up, this is what I saw, and this is kind of how things were. But at the same time, being able to see something different. And so it was great. It absolutely met our expectations. It was everything, you know, again, we were there really to kind of sleep, but we took the place in, and it was a lot of fun. So if we could go back, or if we can go back someday, you better believe it. We will go back in a minute.
All right, great review there. So let's head over to Crib Royale. So again, I believe that's in the downtown Disney area, if I'm not correct, on Hotel Boulevard over there, right?
Yeah. World Drive, is that? Well, of course, now I'm completely, I've got myself turned around. But yeah, I think you're right, about 5 minutes or so off property, a straight shot down to property. We got over there. Matter of fact, we went to the Magic Kingdom on Sunday. I made sure to ask for late check-in at Crib Royale because we decided we're just going to spend the day in the Magic Kingdom. And when we left Magic Kingdom, we went and checked in at Carib. Real easy check-in process. It was really something that I didn't expect. It was I walked into the lobby, a big open space in the lobby, a really nice looking place. And then what's interesting about the, you know, for business travelers, the conference area was completely separated from the hotel, which I think was a nice touch. Because I think it allows the hotel to be a hotel. You saw a few folks like myself walking through in maybe not business attire, but at least business casual. So you saw a few of those folks walking through. But man, the pools and all that, you really felt like you were stepping away from that to go do your business. And then when you left that, you could go to a complete, you come back to your hotel. So it actually, in my mind, had a nice feel to it. The room was a suite. And so that was nice. When I had to get up in the morning, my wife was able to sleep in. I could, you know, I could kind of get myself ready to go and have a little bite of breakfast in the front part of the room. It was a really nice place. We really enjoyed it. The only problem that we found with it, and this is just the world we live in, is that I think it was the room location. We didn't have really good Wi-Fi service. But I think it was just the location of room. We did call, and they did everything they could to help us get it fixed. But as far as the location, it was really great. We were close to property, so when we went back down, spent a Monday evening down around Boardwalk. Easy to get to, but not a long drive. And the hotel itself was really, it was, again, I think if we were going down and looking for a place maybe that we wanted to stay off property in, a place that we felt like we could sort of spread out and have a good vacation, I think that would certainly meet our needs. Something that we enjoyed the stay there.
It really sounds a lot like Coronado Springs to me, because they do a good job of having, mm-hmm. you know, a hotel that's there for the vacationer, but also have the, you know, at the exact same time, have the capabilities for a nice conference area, because it is kind of separate. You know, you do notice folks walking around in business casual, even folks in suits during some of the conferences, but there's definitely a vacation feel. So when you were saying that, you know, never staying there, I was picturing very much in your description what I saw over at Coronado Springs, and it's a gorgeous resort, and I recommend that to everybody. It's, you know, it's a place that you don't, I've heard people say, you know, on other podcasts, and, you know, guests have even come on and said it here occasionally, that, you know, you don't want to see suits on vacation, but you know what? You don't see that many. And you know what? If I see somebody in a suit and I'm in my, you know, swimming trunks hanging out at the pool, I don't care, man. As long as I don't have the suit on, it's all good to me.
Yeah. You know, I think it's the other way around. I didn't want to see people in their, you know, shorts and t-shirt. Hey, why don't you not rub it in? I've got a meeting I've got to go to all day. So, or leaving my wife's, you know, snoozing up in the room. So, you're right. I think it goes the other way around. But it was a good location. Again, not far off property at all. Easy drive to get to. It was one of those kind of like Coronado a little bit, not as spread out, I would say, as Coronado, but it is one of those that, you know, you may have to drive around to the back area to get to your building and that sort of thing. But, you know, once you've checked in, that's where you come in at night, you park your vehicle, and you're right there at your building entrance. So we did enjoy the stay there, and somewhere that was an easy in and out kind of a place for us too. So really good choice. We're not in any way regretting that we decided to stay at Pop those first couple nights. In no way do we regret that. But it was at the same time a really nice place to stay and a good comfortable hotel to be in.
All right. Well, sounds great. Well, as we wrap this up, you know, maybe give our listeners a tip or two, something that you picked up other than the stuff you mentioned. You got a lot of good stuff already. But folks that, you know, maybe you're going down for an anniversary trip or the first time without the family, and, you know, maybe they didn't think about this. Maybe you guys didn't think about this, but you discovered it during the trip. Or even, you know, when you're going for a business trip, like you said, how can you make that not so much business, but more vacation, you know, kind of balance it out?
You know, the one thing that we did was we spent, as I said, we spent a lot of time thinking about those things that we would want to do as a couple, maybe even things we typically wouldn't do with the kids, that, and even maybe things we haven't thought about before. It was funny. We had to do a different type of trip research, because we so often think about, okay, it's us and the kids, and where do we like to eat? What time do we want to eat at Whispering Canyon? Cause we're going to eat there. Things like that. This was a little different research for us, because it's just two of us. What are the things that we could go do and spend some time doing that we think we would enjoy as a couple? What are some restaurants that we may want to try that maybe with kids we wouldn't want to go to? But I think the biggest thing for us was really being able to say, although we love the place and could just go, we wanted to make sure that we took time to do things that we don't normally do. It forced us really, as I said, to slow down. But two, it gave us an opportunity to, I think it helped us just by being able to stop with each other and sit and enjoy, a cupcake at the rider's stop with each other, to split a cupcake and a glass of milk. I mean, it was such a fun time. You know, we felt like kids.
Yeah, you're not doing that with the kids in tow. That's one of the things you just don't ever get the chance to do. I'll tell you.
And so it was trying to find those ways that just the two of us, how could we stop, spend some time together. Even going to see Bob. I mean, you know, it was as crazy as ever, but it was fun for the two. We were able to get a table right there at the little wall, just a two seater. So it was fantastic to try to find those ways to just slow down. We spent more time watching the Streetmosphere characters than we normally do. Actually got in the act a couple times. Nice. So that was a lot of fun. So really, I think just for us, it was a different type of research because it's not a way we normally think of touring the park. So we fell in love with Boardwalk all over again. We spent Monday evening and then Tuesday evening at Boardwalk, and then actually we had dinner at Beaches and Cream on Tuesday, and guess where we had lunch before we left on Wednesday. So, but we really had a great time on Boardwalk and found the landing there at the Boardwalk Inn that overlooks the Boardwalk. We sat down and stopped for a while and just talked. So I think it was the more we did that, the more we realized that, man, this is a great trip. How many times have we just sat down and stopped and people watched and enjoyed a meal or enjoyed a cupcake and a glass of milk? You know, it's not things we normally do. So when we realized how we needed to do that and the kind of things that were waiting for us, that, you know, adults can really have a good time there too. And I've now been giving that to all my adult friends, with those with and without kids. Man, it's worth your time. You know, spend a weekend down there. When it comes down through, that's sort of what we did. It was kind of a quick weekend getaway. But it showed us that there's plenty to do to keep a couple adults. And again, if you're already in love with the park, it's easy to do. But when you think about the ways that, you know, there are so many things that two adults can go down and have such a good time doing and enjoy time with each other. And the memories, we have memories from that trip that we've never really been able to get before because it was just a completely different touring. So I think being able to just research differently, maybe differently than you normally would as a family or for your family, spend some time doing that and you'll find lots of things. And I know, if, like you said, if you're folks that listen to this podcast, we're already crazy about the place. You've heard all the stories and you've heard about these things, but how many of them, like me, and I'm sure like you, do you hear about and say, you know, someday I'm going to do that?
Yeah, it's always someday.
I'm going to visit.
Yeah.
So and this was our someday.
Yeah,
I mean, we're going to go over to Fort Wilderness, and we just want to be around it for a few minutes. We want to spend some time walking the grounds there, and we want to do that because we've never done it. We've sort of buzzed by the place, and said, you know, someday we're just going to go spend some time around the place. And that was our someday, and so we set it up to force ourselves to do it, and it was a really good time.
Well, man, it sounds like you guys had a wonderful time, and I really appreciate you taking the time to share that with us here on a Monday, and you gave us a lot to think about, and it's really cool to hear how there's so many levels to Walt Disney World, one of our favorite places. I'm sure it's yours as well, and, you know, it's fun to know that, you know, I think, and you mentioned it early, that when you go down and you have kids, at first it's kind of tough, like when you see that first moment where maybe a little girl's meeting a princess, or, you know, a little boy's, you know, excited because they're outside of Pirates and they're going to ride Pirates for the first time when they're 4 years old. I mean, it's kind of tough on parents to see that at first, but, you know, once you realize the experiences and the freedoms you're going to get, it kind of balances out, you know, and you can have a great trip. So I'm glad you shared that perspective with us. And absolutely, when you get back from your next big family adventure, come back on and let us know how that went as well.
Oh, I'd be happy to, Mike.
All right. Well, don't forget, today's episode has been brought to you by the good folks over at touringplans.com. They're going to keep you moving in those theme parks because, you know, when you go down there, there are going to be lines. There'll be long lines here and there. Of course, we know that depending on when you go down to Walt Disney World and out to Disneyland. But they are in the parks daily collecting data to make sure that they know the way to keep you out of those lines and seeing the most amount of attractions possible. A subscription to touringplans.com is a mere couple dollars for a year. I mean, you get a full year. You can use it all year. You can even use it at your desk back home on a Monday like today and just check out what the wait times are. And there's even a chat feature. You can check out the menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants. You're getting your money's worth every time you get your premium subscription to touringplans.com. So do that today. I know you're planning that next trip anyway, and it's going to give you the information you need to plan a great Disney vacation. Check them out today over at touringplans.com. Don't forget, I am down at Walt Disney World right now, and I'll be tweeting up a storm. So check me out on Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. Also on Instagram, same way, lots of pictures coming your way from all over the theme parks and the resorts at BeOurGuestMike. Please do give us a like this week on Facebook. We'd really, really like that as well. We're over at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And also get in on the conversation over on our message forums. Jackie does a great job running those, and lots of conversation, games going on over there. Everything you need to know about the show, check it out today over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. And the next Be Our Guest Podcast live show is coming your way on Sunday night, July 20th. That's right. It's the same night that man first walked on the moon, because I'm a space fan. But you know what? It just happens to be the third Sunday night of the month, so we're doing it then. So July 20th, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, for 1 hour only. Special summer hours, because we know people are busy. So don't be late. July 20th, 8 o'clock Eastern, Magical Mouse Radio. Also, you need a soundtrack to your week. You need to get through work and have some of that magic of Walt Disney World. The best way to do that is to tune into MagicalMouseRadio.com, where we play the best mix of Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, tune into your source for the magic, MagicalMouseRadio.com. So we're going to get out of here and let you get back to work. I know, it's not fun. You know what? You can either listen to Magical Mouse Radio or listen to another Disney podcast. And before you know it, it'll be 5 o'clock and 20% of your work week will be done. So for Robbie, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Thanks again for tuning in. We appreciate it each and every time you download the show. We'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.